Here we go, one more time, everybody's feeling fine. I can't believe I've made it 16 episodes without opening the podcast with that NSYNC song. It had to happen. It was inevitable. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 16 of the Run Self Repeat podcast, where we talk life with a side of running. I am your host and lifelong NSYNC fan, Kelly Roberts. And today, I am fired up because I want to talk about something that just fills me with rage and disappointment. Let's talk about before and after photos, shall we? Okay, so every once in a while, I'll receive a notification on Facebook or some sort of social media outlet that alerts me that I have either been tagged in a photo or that someone's commented it on an old photo of me. And I'll click the notification and find a picture of myself that I never knew existed. You see, when I was at my heaviest, I was weighing over 200 pounds, and I tried to delete every single picture that was taken of me because I was afraid of being judged. I think because my own self-loathing was so intense and my shame was so huge, I convinced myself that how I saw myself and how I thought about myself was how everyone else saw and thought about me as well. And I can guarantee you that the things I've said to myself have been infinitely worse than anything anyone has ever said to me. And I have had some horrific things written about me online, but they didn't even come halfway to the things that I've said to myself, which is really unfortunate for me to admit. But I know I'm not alone. And it breaks my heart that I tried to erase that entire year of my life, because it's a year of my life that I'm honestly really grateful to have survived. And I'm sad that it's gone, because I don't remember any of it. You see, after my brother passed away, I had a really hard time sleeping and just functioning. And there are months that I don't really have any recollection of. But we're in the digital age. My friends had iPhones. I had a digital camera. We took photos all the time. And I went out of my way to delete everything. If anyone tagged me in a photo that I didn't think was flattering, which was none of them, I would ask them to delete it because I didn't like it. And it's unfortunate, and it's sad that I did that, but I did. And right now there's a television show on E! Right now called Revenge Body that honestly could not be a more horrifying example of why before and after photos are the worst. You know, there are millions of different reasons why people find the motivation to get active, and it's great. I think sometimes finding an outside source, I think the idea of a revenge body is great, you know, wanting to change and make someone regret that they ever hurt you, but I don't think that's sustainable. Making a healthy lifestyle change and getting active shouldn't be something you do for anyone else but yourself, because when you do it for someone else, you give your power away. And I'm not going to pretend like I've never done it. I have. It's one of the many reasons why I wanted to run my first marathon. You know, I thought I would lose weight and it would be an amazing accomplishment and I would get this killer body and I'd be able to make someone jealous because, you know, they let me go. But back then, you know, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I didn't understand how much fun running was and how empowering it was to cross a finish line that you didn't think you were capable of getting to. And I didn't really know that working out and being active could be so incredible when you do it for the right reasons. Because honestly, when you pursue your personal best, your strongest self, your happiest self, it's a total game changer. I mean, there's so many things that are wrong with this show, but one of the big ones is that I don't like that it puts so much emphasis on looking a certain way. You know, the emphasis isn't about creating healthy lifestyle habits that are going to last forever. It's really about getting a revenge body. And in a way, this show is validating the idea that we're not good enough unless we look like our after photo versions of ourselves. And honestly, I hate the idea of before versions of ourselves and after versions of ourselves or before and after pictures, because we're all always a work in progress. When I think back to that time in my life, I don't regret ever being overweight or letting myself get there. I only feel ashamed that I ever tried to erase that time in my life and that I felt so embarrassed and ashamed of my weight and that I didn't treat myself with love and kindness. I regret spending so much time and energy caring what others thought about me and my weight And I wish I could go back in time in a way and just tell myself, like, stop worrying about looking a certain way and instead focus on feeling a certain way. Like, focus on looking in the mirror and feeling proud of what you see, because you're working towards, you know, being the happiest version of yourself. I remember when I first moved to New York City and I started dating, I was really afraid that the guys I was dating would find out that I used to be overweight and not want to be with me. And at that point, I'd already ran a marathon. I knew my own strength, but I was still struggling to understand that my weight wasn't something to be ashamed of. And I was still running from who I thought I needed to put behind me instead of embracing that former version of myself. And honestly, self-confidence, it takes a lot of work, and it's something that doesn't manifest itself overnight. And funny enough, last year I was dating this guy, and we were on our second or third date, I think. And he had clearly Googled me because he started asking questions about my blog. And he said to me, and I quote, "So you used to be a fatty." And I looked at him, and I think my jaw hit the table because I could not believe that any guy would have the audacity to say something like that. And today I wonder what I would have done had I dated him 2 years earlier when I was still drowning in shame. Because today's Kelly smiled, told him how inappropriate of a comment that was, and I put money on the table, left, and never talked to him again. And honestly, when I look at the few pictures that survived today, I feel a lot of things. And I'm really proud to say that embarrassed isn't one of them. And that took a really long time and a lot of work to get here. But I really hate this idea of before and after photos, because we're implying that something is wrong with the before versions of ourselves, or that we should all be striving to look like an after photo. And honestly, it's unacceptable, because looking like an after photo won't make you happy. Even after I lost my weight, like, my life didn't magically change. It wasn't until I found running, ran for a couple years, and started working to build myself up that I really realized that my dress size and that my weight didn't define me, and that they don't define me. Today, I know my strength. I know my worth. And I don't care to let anyone else's opinions get to me, because they ring hollow. When I look at pictures of me before or after I lost the weight, I don't see before and after pictures. I just see me in two different stages of my life. Neither is more beautiful or better than the other. They are both simply me. Look, if you ever want to make a change, be it personal, professional, in your career, do it. I will be the first one to stand beside you and cheer you on. But I urge you never to try to do something to prove something to someone else, to try to prove to people that you're successful, to try to prove to people that you're better than them, or that you're more beautiful than you once were, that you're the better version of yourself. Because who cares what anyone thinks about you? As long as you believe those things, I guarantee everything else will fall into place. Just focus on how you feel about yourself. It's really all that matters. I mean, I know I say this a lot, but you already are the best version of yourself possible, because you're the only version of yourself possible. It's all about working towards a stronger tomorrow, a happier tomorrow, a better tomorrow. Yes? All right. No more before and after pictures. Well, I think that's going to do it for today. And hey, while I may not like before and after pictures, you know what I do like? I love it when you rate and review this podcast. So if you wanted to go to iTunes or Google Play, give this podcast a rating and a review and share it with your friends. All right. That's all for today. Go kick ass and take names, okay? I'll see you next time.